The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This morning, when I was trying to eat my cornflakes, I almost fell off the stool when I read the headline in the Irish Examiner. Diary of a Gen Z student. People over 40 should be banned from clubs. If you know how to tune a radio, then nightclubs on a Friday night might not be the place for you. Aideen Finnegan, podcast producer for the Irish Times. As a fellow parent, fellow mortgage holder, fellow pension investor, I would like to think. I mean, did you realise that Gen Z were so intolerant?
I didn't actually. That was one of my biggest take homes, Kieran, because I thought the whole thing about Gen Z is they're really, you know, there's no body shaming. It's all live and let live. It's, you know, doesn't matter what gender, you know, it's all good. Whatever goes, whatever works for you. I didn't realize that they could be so scathing. This article by Jane Cowan, I did laugh, though, and I do think I might have to agree. I know, Kieran, you and I are of a similar vintage, but I don't want to be in the club with those suits either. She describes how she was managed to wankle her way into an older, like an over 21s, and she couldn't believe the amount of suits that were on the dance floor. I think the exact quote was, these suits had spent the day in the office crunching numbers or whatever, and they hadn't managed to go home and change between work and the club. Now, none of us want to be in the club with that crowd, do we, Kieran?
Well, not necessarily. But I mean, that's a slightly different point. I think her issue is the age. She just doesn't want people age of 30, it sounds like. And even that, I'd say 30 is a stretch.
I thought that when I heard this first, I was like, God, no, if you love your music and you love dancing, like, you can be whatever age you want to be in a club. And then the practical side of it started to dawn on me. And I was like, why, if you're in your 40s, are you in a club? Are you looking to get wrecked? Well, that's a problem. Are you looking to hit on young ones? What's your damage, man? You know, so I started to agree with her the more I read the article. And I was like, yeah, I think this checks out.
Oh, I'm not sure. I just think it's plain intolerance. That's all it is. Plain and simple. As you say, they don't see gender. They don't see colour, they don't see race, but they do see 40-year-olds dancing badly in a nightclub to music that they kind of only vaguely recognise as well. That's the other issue.
I know, that's the other thing. Like, I do find a lot of the music now, like, absolutely unlistenable, and the TikTok dances that go with it. Why, as an over-40s person, would you want to be in that environment?
Florence Okojie is with us, the freelance journalist. Florence, I mean, you're going to have to speak up for your entire generation here and defend yourselves.
Hi, Kieran.
I didn't realise you were so intolerant.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't say that I am, but having said that, I remember on my birthday night, we actually went, I think it was House on Leeson Street we went first, and now, I can't verify the age, like the minimum age entry, because they change it all the time. But like, we went in and the girls immediately said, no, we're not staying here. Everyone's so old. And like, that wouldn't be the first thing on my mind, because I'm thinking, okay, great night out. It's going to be free, because most of the time, anytime if they see you're a bit younger, they're like, oh, you're a student. I'm not a student anymore, but they'll cover the drinks. And that is what happened.
Oh, no, Florence, sorry, you're backing up what Aideen said. These are just creepy owl fellas who want to buy you drinks.
If it works in your favor. But like, I at the same time as well, I don't know, like, I think younger me would have definitely agreed with the article. Now, she did say something about like, 40-year-olds having their dinner blended up and waiting for them at home. They're 40. They're not like senile. They're not 80. But
Sorry, I haven't got over the fact that you started this sentence by the younger me. You're like 23 or something.
I know. I'm saying younger me, who was like 17 with my like fake age card trying to get into Dicey's. But I like, if I'd seen the suits, I would have been like, God, what are you even doing? And I would have agreed with Aideen. Like, what would a 40-year-old be doing in a nightclub? As I've got older, I always think, like, I'm 23 now, so I should hang up my shoes or my heels in like 18, 17 years. Like, I don't like the idea of having an expiry date of when I can go to a nightclub. But I kind of understand the article, but I do think she went a bit too far.
So, is there nobody here who's going to stand up for maybe the 41-year-old man who just wants to go for a dance after work?
No? Oh, Kieran.
Just crickets. No, Aideen,
Kieran,
no.
Get, like, Kieran, like, if the 40-year-old man wants to do that after work, go home and drink at home and put on the music like a normal person. Like,
oh,
honestly.
No, we're gregarious creatures,
no,
Aideen.
No, no,
it's lovely. You go out. I love it here on a Friday night. You know, I bring all the team, all the 20-something-year-olds that I work with here. And we head up the road to D2 and Diocese and places like that, and we dance the night away. They love
that's
going
actually
with
my
me.
Other. That's another point I'd like to make. I'd be very much in favour of the upper age limit, just in case there's somebody in the work group who wants everyone to go to Coppers. I want a legit reason why I can go home, because I hate when people do that. Actually, a friend of mine, because I was asking my friends what they thought about this, and one of them got back to me and said they brought their team to Coppers last year, and they said it was amazing. They forgot what it was like to feel that energy. A sea of people shifting and letting loose. She thought she was blending in until a young culture came up to her and said, "You're as good as any 25-year-old in here."
Oh my God. I will stand up, because I think as well, you can go, there's a type of club you can go to. Now, I don't know why a 40-year-old would want to go to D2, because even me at 23, I don't want to go to D2. So why don't you find maybe a club where, like Cafe and Sen or any of the Dawson Street ones, where they're catered to an older audience, you know? You'll find your peers in there. But I don't know if Diocese is what, like, it will be your cup of tea when you get past 35 or older.
Aideen, it kind of sounds like Florence is trying to kind of send us out packing towards Tamangos or something.
Yeah, well, I think she's just... I would dance to the music that was in Tamangos, I'd say. But, you know, I think she's right. I mean, there is that sort of a big four firm 40-year-old partner vibe of Dawson Street. Or, you know, when they're leching around Diocese, that's not a good look, is it? I do think that Grandpa Simpson really was onto something, though, when he said, "I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was, and now I'm what's it. It is not me."
I know, but Aideen, is one of the great things then is, you know, you just don't actually care what it is anymore. And if you want to go to the club in your suit and dance, I mean, I don't think you really give too much of a tuppenny, you know what a 20-something-year-old thinks about it.
No, sorry, definitely not.
Unless you're one of the lads in the suit there who's just there to buy the likes of Florence drinks, I mean, which is a totally other conversation.
But one thing I will say...
Go on,
is,
Florence.
I had actually just come back from holiday in Mykonos, and the age group was a lot older, and we went to one club. It was really nice, and there was a group of like couples, and they were definitely like maybe 40 plus, and they were just vibing. They were just having the time of their lives, swaying, just like you could tell they were there for the music. They were it seemed like it was a couple holiday, and me and the girls were looking at them, and they were all in great shape, and we were thinking, oh my God, when we're older, we'd love to be like this. And I'd hate if maybe I was at that age and people looking at me saying, "God, you're too old to be in Mykonos, you're too old to be at this club." Like, there is a way. You don't want to be that creepy partner, like bringing your 20-year-old colleagues for drinks, but you can be out with your friends and be having a great time. And they looked incredible, and they were doing their own thing. So, and there was no judgment from me.
Yeah. Do you know what's amazing? Florence, I didn't even notice you in that club in Mykonos. Anyway, listen, Gen Z, they're the most intolerant people, says somebody here. 24 is too old to be in a club anyway. As a DJ, I can tell you that this is BS. The real clubbing community welcomes all, regardless of age. Men around the 40s are in their prime, says somebody else of a similar vintage to me, I would suspect. Anyway, 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. Aideen Finnegan, podcast producer at the Irish Times. Florence Okojie, freelance journalist. Florence and Aideen, listen, thanks a million, both of you, for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.